Washington, this is VOA News. World leaders prepare for their G20 summit in Australia. A battle on immigration is in for Washington. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. World leaders are arriving in Brisbane, Australia for a two-day meeting of officials from the world's largest economies. The G20 meeting is expected to focus on global finances, climate change, and the situation in Ukraine. In an interview just before he arrived in Brisbane, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States of crudely violating the spirit of international cooperation. Mr. Putin complained about U.S.-led sanctions against Russia put in place in response to Russian actions in Ukraine. Ukraine's president, meanwhile, is saying his country's armed forces are willing and able to fight back should the ceasefire agreement reached in September between his government and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine unravel. President Petro Poroshenko spoke in Kiev today. A new immigration battle is brewing in Washington amid reports U.S. President Barack Obama is planning to take executive action to protect up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. Officials familiar with the plan say Mr. Obama could make an announcement as early as next week or wait until next month after Congress approves a budget. The Islamic militant group Boko Haram has seized the northeastern Nigerian town of Chibok, the home of more than 200 schoolgirls the group kidnapped earlier this year. Boko Haram has seized a number of towns in Borno and Adamawa states this year for a caliphate proclaimed by the group's leader. Fighting in the region has continued despite a ceasefire announced by the government October 17th. This is VOA News. Israeli police say a key Jerusalem religious site at the heart of recent tensions between Israelis and Palestinians was quiet today after Muslims of all ages were allowed to worship there. Israel had restricted worship at the Al-Aqsa Mosque to people 35 and older, fearing younger people would stir up violence. However, there was violence between Israeli troops and Palestinian protesters in several places of the West Bank. United Nations investigators say Islamic State militants are committing war crimes and crimes against humanity on a large scale in occupied Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report describes in shocking detail the use of terror by Islamic State militants to subjugate Syrians living in its areas of control. The report is based on more than 300 interviews with victims and witnesses. The investigators say executions, amputations, and lashings in public are a regular occurrence, and the display of mutilated bodies further terrorizes and traumatizes Syrians. The report says Syrian women and girls are excluded from public life. Commission Chair Paolo Pinheiro says children and minority communities also come in for particular abuse. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in Islamabad on his first state visit to Pakistan since taking office. State TV reported Mr. Ghani visited the Pakistani Army headquarters in Rawalpindi. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the office in charge of U.S. nuclear arsenal is suffering from low morale, mismanagement, and staffing shortages. There is worry this could undermine its safety, security, and effectiveness. In announcing Pentagon reviews of the mission, Hagel told reporters today there has been a consistent lack of investment and support for the U.S. nuclear force. Government experts say U.S. retail sales rose 0.3% in October. It's been 2 weeks since what many in Burkina Faso are calling the revolution that pushed out its longtime president. And look, takes a look.
There was joy and a few sighs of relief in Ouagadougou when the charter for the transition passed late Thursday after a week of haggling, a game of, quote, ping pong, to quote one opposition leader.
The charter de la transition a été adopté à l'unanimité.
The charter is being celebrated as a compromise that bodes well for the months ahead. The military bent to demands from civil society and opposition politicians. There will be a 90-member National Transition Council that has legislative powers and is led by a civilian. And look, Dakar.
Taking a look at markets, European markets were mixed. Asia-Pacific markets closed mixed today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.